Transform to transcend. Transformation is an ongoing process that tends to appear ordinary, when, in fact, something extraordinary is taking place. Susie Ross. To transform is to make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character. To see someone transform is truly inspirational. But, can everyone have a similar result? The answer is yes. Transform to transcend. Transforming, as the quote above says, is an ongoing process and extraordinary one. This week I am proudly highlighting two extraordinary clients and friends who have transformed to transcend their lives to be extraordinary on the I Am Healthy and Fit podcast this Wednesday. I wanted to create an opportunity with you to share some of the characteristics to create this metamorphosis. My wish is that you are inspired and motivated to create a transformation in your life on some level. Down 91 pounds image, transform to transcend Steve Jordan. Robin, age 64, shown in this picture, is a proud wife, a mother of two, full-time business executive, and loves to travel. Robin was referred to me by a colleague just about 2 years ago with the goal of weighing 125 pounds, which meant she had to lose. Losing 91 pounds, she achieved this goal a week ago in 20 months. Robin and I worked together for just over a year, losing a total of 55 pounds after a great opportunity for work forced her to relocate to Orange County. Robin found another trainer who helped her lose the additional 36 pounds and still continues to coach her along a healthy and fit lifestyle. Today, Robin is doing more than she ever thought imaginable in her fitness pursuits and is living the life she always dreamed of. Down 55 pounds. Image, transformed to transcend Steve Jordan. Kayla, age 28, is an up-and-coming screenwriter and entertainment entrepreneur who loves to compete. Kayla came to me almost a year ago to the date where her goal was to lose 55 pounds. She also had chronic neck pain from writing for years that was debilitating and was suffering from a hormonal imbalance called PCOS. She had been on several diets and exercise programs in the past with little success, so she was very skeptical of my process. Slowly but surely, she started to trust my coaching and began to take off more weight and live pain-free. Just a few weeks ago, Kayla lost a total of 55 pounds but also climbed to the top of the U.S. Bank building in downtown Louisiana for a charity event. She finished in the 6% of all women and 13% of over 3,000 men and women. I am excited to share their story of transformation, the process to get there, and quality of life they live today with you on my podcast tomorrow. Please tune in to hear and learn from their journey. You can listen to podcast here. If you enjoy reading my blogs and find them helpful, please leave a comment. I've received several emails and phone calls over the past few weeks encouraging me to keep writing. I can't appreciate that enough, but leaving a message on the blog helps to increase the search engine ranking, helping others who could benefit find it on the World Wide Web. I've made it even easy by clicking on one of the emojis. Your health and fitness coach, Steve Jordan.